Even though a lot of stories about tainted Halloween treats are urban legends, Captain Tammy Lamberg of the West Bend Fire Department says parents should always check over the sugary loot before the kids dive in.
We unfortunately do have to look at what's coming in our children's candy bucket after they go trick-or-treating, and it's a good idea to let your kids know that they shouldn't be digging in and eating along the way, that they want to wait until they can get home and you have time to spread that stuff out on the table. Make sure all the wrappers are intact. Make sure that nothing looks tampered with. Anything that doesn't come in a wrapper that's possibly like home-baked or even fruit, even though fruit sounds like it's a great idea, isn't the best thing to let your children have because you can't always tell if somebody's done anything to it.
Lamberg says not only edibles should be checked.
Another thing to be cautious about is stickers and the paper tattoos that sometimes people will hand out. And some of these things are fine. You can purchase those from party stores and they're just fine. But you might just want to take a look at them and make sure that they look like they're commercially produced and not something that somebody did at home. And what's happened with some of those is the ones that people are making kind of off market can have substances on them that can be toxic to children or can actually include some type of a drug.
Trick-or-treat times for Washington County are posted on the WBKV Morning Show Facebook page. The West Bend Common Council will honor all veterans, with a special emphasis on those serving or who have served in the War on Terror, during Monday night's meeting. Veterans, family, and friends are invited to the ceremony, which will be held at 6 o'clock Monday evening at Green Tree Elementary School in West Bend. And now you're up to date on WBKV.